Cameras are we rolling? Good to go?
Yep.
Before we continue, please put your phones on silent. We have our captain, Mr. Virat Kohli. We'll take one question at a time. And please raise your hands before you ask a question. Who would want to go first?
Virat, you seem to constantly be under the spotlight, perhaps more than other players. Is that, you know, the expectation, the pressure, does that get exhausting for you? And if so, how do you combat it?
Look, these are things which are uncontrollable. I don't think anyone aims to be at the center of everything. It's basically about just focusing on what are the right things to do and what are the things that a cricketer needs to focus on, and that's what I try and do. All the noise on the outside and all the stuff that happens on the outside, it's as influencing as you want it to be. So I usually stay away from all this. I focus on what I need to do, which is work hard at practice, think where the team needs to head and help my teammates as much as possible. And those are my priorities. I don't really think of anything apart from that. And all the other things are obviously connected to the sport, but my main focus is basically on things that I just mentioned.
Yes.
Captain, before this, Australian skipper said that there's no weak link in the Indian side. How satisfying it is to lead a side and come out like this with a side such as ours?
We definitely have a very strong side. I don't think there's any side in world cricket that does not have any weaknesses or points that they need to keep working on. And we as a side obviously keep striving forward to figure out what we need to work on and take our quality of cricket up. And if we are playing at our best possible level, then try and maintain it for as long as possible. So I think these are the things that we as a team think about all the time, and that's why our level of cricket has gone up and we've been able to maintain it, because when we step onto the field, we have 11 individuals who are striving for excellence and they want to be the best that they can be on that particular day. And then those performances come together and they look lovely as a team, and that's what you want in a team environment. And those are the dynamics that have allowed us to play the cricket that we are, and hopefully we can keep building onto that and keep maintaining our level of cricket.
Virat,
sure.
Over the last couple of years, Bumrah and Rohit have had a lot of success as a new ball pairing. Can you talk about their success as a new ball pairing in both ODIs and T20s, and also, does that success sometimes, make it difficult to give other pacers more chances?
Yes, it does. I mean, especially you think about, giving others a go at the start of a series, but then again, you feel like the first few games are important, and then if the other side wins a game or two, then obviously you still go and bank on Bhuvi and Bumrah, as you rightly mentioned. Both of them have been outstanding. Both of them, the reason why they've been so good is because they're thinking bowlers. And they understand the situation and they get a gut feel of what a batsman is looking to do before they go into bowl. And the ability to sort of predict what's going to happen on each ball is what keeps them a step ahead of the batsman most of the times. Sometimes they will get dominated like everyone does, but I think 85-90% of the time they're spot on, and that's because they're always looking at how the game's going, how the batsmen are batting, what areas they're hitting at, and what are the balls that they need to execute in difficult situations. So I think that's been their strength, and any captain would love to have both of them in their bowling attack. And I've obviously been very lucky to have both of them bowling so well for the team and giving us those breakthroughs as well, and in difficult situations at the death, again coming in and executing what we want them to. So yeah, they've been brilliant, and from now on obviously it's going to be much more difficult for others to sort of step in unless there's any sort of workload issue, because till the World Cup, we want our 11 that's going to play together to play as long as possible, together as many number of games, because there are not many left. So, yeah, they've been wonderful, and hopefully they can continue.
Virat, today Cricket Australia decided that Smith, Warner and Bancroft will have to serve the full suspension. Do you think maybe they should have been allowed to come back a little earlier, or is the 12 months fair for Smith and Warner?
Well, I honestly don't know exactly what happened before those decisions were taken. Obviously, everyone saw what happened, but unless I know the details, it's not my place to comment on, because the decision's been made by someone, and you know, that's been going on the sidelines, and that's honestly not my place to give an opinion on.
This team's been around for, you know, 2 or 3 years together. You're all about 30 years of age or around that time. So, I mean, given the two previous tours to England and Oasis, how do you look at this tour? Is it almost like a break or make tours, given that when the next cycle comes around for Australia and so forth, that you might not have, or you might have, these core group of players? So how do you look forward to that for this tour?
Yeah, I think we're definitely not thinking about, you know, this is the last opportunity for us to win in Australia and we might not come here again. I don't think that's the right kind of mindset to have. But whatever series we play, our aim is to win that series. You know, we don't want to be a team that wins one odd test match here and there. And we figured out our mistakes in England, which I mentioned before, were very radical. The quality of cricket was very high, but our mistakes were as radical, and that's why we lost the games. The game that we committed lesser mistakes, we won that game because we were at par with the other team throughout. So I think we have the ability to keep competing with the other team at par. And in test cricket, whichever team makes lesser mistakes wins the game, and that's the general rule. So we are focusing on, you know, cutting down our mistakes, and if a situation goes bad for us, how to plug that situation as soon as possible and find an outcome, how to come out of that situation so we can stabilize you know, our position as a team. So we've identified those areas, and obviously Australia is always a big tour for any Indian side that comes here. We played good cricket last time, but we're not able to, you know, win games. So this time around, we definitely want to change that, and any team obviously should be looking to win test matches and test series as a whole, and we definitely believe we have the quality to do so, but it'll boil down to how we think in each moment in every test match that we play or every game that we play on this tour. So our limited overs form has been good. You know, we just want to continue that, and as a whole throughout the tour, we want to do the little things right and have our focus really precise so that we can win more situations than the opposition.
Final two.
Hi, Virat. Faf went back to South Africa and said, compared to the previous Australian teams to play, this one was tame and a little bit hurt, I think was the word he described. What are you expecting from Australia on the field in terms of their mannerisms and approach? And can you, do you think they're capable of keeping the Mr. Nice Guy act up for the whole summer?
Well, there's no denying the quality that they have in their side. To be honest, they still have world-class cricketers. Obviously, missing out on two of their best batsmen is not an ideal thing for any team. But even then, they have guys, especially in the limited overs game, who can do damage at any given point of time. And you know, you can never underestimate any side. And we've come here to compete against Australia, the whole team, and we definitely will not take anything for granted here, regardless of any kind of situation that's present. Our focus as a team is to play good quality cricket and win games of cricket, as far as we are concerned. So, we haven't played against Australia after everything that happened, so I can't really say, you know, what the atmosphere is going to be on the ground like, and we definitely just want to focus on quality cricket.
I was going to ask about the vulnerability. Do you think Australia's vulnerable? And has the players' pact for the Australian players made, has that filtered back to India, and what have you made of it?
Well, again, it was something that all of us saw, obviously, and you know, it's something that's in the past now. I don't think, you know, I want to speak of that again and again. The vulnerability factor, as I said, it basically depends on how the team plays on a particular day. I've always believed that as much as you have so much experience of playing at this level, still newcomers can come in and make an impact as long as they believe they can. So when you step onto the field, everyone has an equal opportunity of upsetting any opposition and having their day with the ball, bat or in the field. And the Australian team is more than capable of doing that. Even after, you know, as I said, losing their quality batsmen, they still have quality in their side to win games of cricket. And we definitely will have to be at our absolute best to win against Australia and Australia.
Final one, Lele sir.
Virat, jab bhi Virat Kohli ka naam nikalta hai, akramakta sab log होते आपके लिए एज अ क्रिकेटर एज अ कैप्टन एग्रेशन क्या है या ऑस्ट्रेलियन टूर पे एग्रेशन रहेगा नहीं रहेगा रहेगा तो क्या कैसा हमें देखने को मिलेगा?
देखिए एग्रेशन डिपेंड करता है कि सिचुएशन कैसी है फील्ड पे. अगर ऑपोजिशन आपकी तरफ अग्रेसिव है तो आप उसको काउंटर करते हैं. हम लोग कभी भी वो टीम नहीं रहे जिसने जाके कुछ शुरू किया हो, लेकिन हम लोग अपनी एक सेल्फ रिस्पेक्ट की जो लाइन होती है वो हमेशा ड्रॉ करके चलते हैं कि हमको अपनी एबिलिटी में बिलीफ है और अगर हमें लगता है कि कुछ उस लाइन को क्रॉस कर रहा है तो हम उसके अगेंस्ट खड़े होते हैं. लेकिन अग्रेशन का मतलब ये भी हो सकता है कि विद इन द टीम आप उस सिचुएशन को लेके कितने पोजेसिव हैं और आप एज ए टीम हर विकेट के लिए कितना एफर्ट डाल रहे हैं. वो अग्रेशन आपकी बॉडी लैंग्वेज में दिखती है फील्ड पे. बॉलर्स जब बोलिंग करते हैं कितनी देर तक वो एक एरिया में बॉलिंग कर सकते हैं. बैट्समैन की अग्रेशन बॉडी लैंग्वेज में डेफिनेटली हो सकती है बिना कुछ बोले या बिना कुछ करे, क्योंकि जब आपके अंदर वो पैशन. मेरे लिए अग्रेशन है जीतने के लिए पैशन और एक ऑब्सेशन हर बॉल को अपनी टीम के लिए जीतना. तो आई थिंक अग्रेशन के डिफरेंट मीनिंग्स होते हैं लोगों के लिए, बट एज फार एज आई एम कंसर्न मेरे लिए उसका मीनिंग है कि किसी भी कीमत पे मैच जीतना और अपनी टीम के लिए 120% देना हर बॉल पे, चाहे वो फील्ड में हो, चाहे मैं बाहर बैठ के किसी और के लिए ताली बजा रहा हूँ या मैं बैटिंग कर रहा हूँ या मैं रन ले रहा हूँ या कुछ भी हो. तो अग्रेशन का डेफिनेशन मेरे लिए वो.
थैंक यू गाइस.